I don't know if you've had a chance to look at the Newsweek.com article where Roger Ailes talks about hiring Hillary Clinton and says, I'd like to hire Hillary Clinton. She looks unhappy at the State Department. She'd get ratings. He talks about Chris Christie, and he talks about Glenn Beck, and he talks about Sarah Palin, and all that sort of stuff. But what's interesting about Roger Ailes is what he has done for Fox News and what he has done for the public. The public watches Fox News. All you have to do is look at the ratings. They get more ratings than all the other cable networks combined. We've all seen those commercials. Ailes has tried to back off of Glenn Beck a little bit. Glenn Beck had pretty good ratings too, but just a little bit too kooky for Ailes, so Beck is on his way out. But with Hannity and O'Reilly and Greta Van Susteren and all the others there, he certainly has a success on his hands. Now that, Beck is gone, and Ailes says in the article that his goals were different from our goals, I need people focused on daily television, I think he'll probably pick up somebody from that side. I think he did it a little bit with Alan Colmes, but Alan Colmes was kind of a dud. And mix it up a little bit of Fox News. That's just my prediction, but it will still be as popular as ever. So it doesn't matter if it's Alan Colmes or Hillary Clinton. I can't see that happening, but if it is, I know I'll watch. I'm Dana Pretzer. That's today's commentary.